Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester, and like always, I'm glad you're here. Today's conversation is an important one because we're going to talk about the body, your energy, and abundance. And I want you to know that abundance is so much more than just money. And I know that a lot of you know that, but I just want to reiterate, it's not just what's in your bank account. Although that is also a reflection of your relationship to abundance in general. And it can always be changed. But abundance is bigger. It's like this big, rich energy. It's when you're feeling tapped in, you recognize that all things are possible. You are surrendering to that flow, allowing creativity to come through you. You are recognizing the power, the potential, and the possibilities that are living, breathing right there within you. I love when I am aligned with abundance, when I'm recognizing abundance and I'm living as abundance. But here's the deal. I know exactly what it feels like to feel shut down from it, disconnected from it. And here's the deal. It's the body. It's the body. It's what we're feeling. It's what we're believing. And here's what I want to touch on today, that when we are living in stress, worry, survival mode, our body feels tense. Maybe it's been a hard week. Maybe it's been a hard month. Maybe it's been a hard few years. And there may not have been even things that you would say like, oh my gosh, this was like the hardest time. Or maybe you don't even recognize that it's survival. There may just be stress in areas related to money or money creation. Like, I'll give you an example. I have a lot of entrepreneurs in my world, the women that I coach, the women that are in my programs, and a lot of you listening to this podcast. And when we get vulnerable and we create and we put something out into the world and it doesn't get received the way that we want it to be received or the way that we hope it would be received in a timeline that feels really good and exciting to us, there can be a little bit of protector energy that goes up. It's like a wall. And there's even worry that happens, right? Like feelings of, it didn't happen last time. It didn't happen the time again. Why would it happen? Or the feelings of like every time I go to believe that I can have this big surge of abundance or this big experience of abundance, or I can be in my bigness, I get kind of shut down or smacked down, or it doesn't go as I want it to go. That also happens. All of these things create this like freeze, stuck, stop energy. And it impacts the way that we receive and express abundance. So this is what I want to help you with. And really, this is where I love to play. And especially right now, in the month of April, in the month of May, I can really feel this energy and momentum building. And I'm just here for it. I'm here for it, and I want to help you with it. So when it comes to tuning your body to abundance, you have to understand that it isn't just as simple as a choice and just saying, okay, now body, let's get aligned to abundance. We're going to be abundant now. In fact, you may have even tried that. You may have read a book or did a program that focused on mindset only, or listened to a podcast, got inspired, said you were going to do a thing, but then you could feel your body's kickback, right? This is what I teach in Money Miracles, the feeling of getting your body on board. Getting your body beyond that kickback of, nope, it's not going to happen. I don't know how. I can't believe. I can't get on board. We have to get our bodies on board. And the body is something that needs to feel safe. It needs to feel safe. It needs to feel awakened. It needs to feel alive. And when it is, when you feel relaxed enough that the body can open up and tune into higher potentials, all things are possible. And really the timelines, the strategies, they don't matter. They don't matter in the sense that things can happen so fast in ways that you can't imagine. It blows your mind. And I know from personal experience. So you could be someone that's like, I have nothing in my mind's eye of how I'm going to make money right now. I have no idea of how I'm going to turn this thing around that's going down in my business or career. I have no way of feeling inspired right now. Like, I just feel kind of blah. That might be you. Or maybe you just feel like you've hit a plateau in your business. You hit a plateau with your money. You've hit a plateau with your desire. I was talking to one of my friends and she said, you know, I feel like I've done all the things. Like, I've bought all the material things. I have had the experiences I wanted to have. I feel confused about what's next. Like, I'm trying to tune into it. This happens too, right? Like, there's a new level of emergence. There's a new level of creation that wants to come through us. So we, as these multidimensional beings that we are, if we understand the language of energy, or even if we want to understand the language of energy, then we understand that as we get our energy bigger, and as we raise our frequency, in another word, then we are available to more information. We become available to new information. So when we're moving through life and everything feels hard and everything feels like it's not going our way, and we have these underlying, sometimes even unconscious beliefs that doesn't work for me, it's not working for me, it doesn't come like that at that speed and frequency for me, talking about money or anything else you want to experience, and you're moving through life that way, there's going to be solutions that are really a match for that. There's going to be solutions that you can find there, but they're not going to be as expansive and as miraculous as a solution that you find when you're in the energy of, I am actually supported by the intelligence that has created all worlds. I am actually here built up of energy and matter, and I am a miracle that is already living and being here. I am connected to all things through this infinite field of intelligence, and therefore all things are possible for me and through me. When we start feeling into those kind of energies, we uplift, and there is a different kind of solution, a different kind of strategy, a different kind of connection that can happen from that energy. But here's the thing I want you to know. When we're in that denser energy, it can be challenging, feel challenging, can take a while sometimes to get up into that place where you actually are not only saying the words that I just said and feeling the higher energies, but truly feeling in your heart, in your mind, that I am really available to all things are possible through me and as me right now. I know the difference between them in my own body, my own experience. I've seen my life through those different periods where I've allowed myself to really go high. And this is why I love to help women with this. And I really love to help people with this, because there are tools and experiences that can take you within minutes to that elevated state, a shift in consciousness, shift in state of being. And the reality is, some of these tools are even fast-tracked, amplified, activated when we gather in groups to do this work. And this is why I have created Inner Riches, because this Inner Riches experience is 5 days of doing this work that I speak of that is going to change your energy, elevate your frequency. This is the sequencing, the way that we're doing this, the way that we're stacking it 5 days in a row. It is going to be so powerful. It's going to be so activating. You're going to be changed on the other side of it. Each day is an opportunity to feel different, to see differently, to clear your energy, to clear your focus, to hold a bigger thought, to hold a bigger belief, to hold a bigger energy. And that is the energy that really creates the destiny that excites you. Because the reality is, if we're not going to change our energy, then things move around in our life. Like, the characters change. We might even change zip codes or locations. But we don't truly change, because we're still cycling around the same kind of thoughts, beliefs, and all of that unconscious information. And maybe we don't know how to go to those elevated states or how to even sustain it for even parts of our day. But if we did, and if we cultivated that experience in our body to hold these elevated states and then continue to do it day after day, you notice when you hit a funky thought, you'll notice when you hit a funky belief, and you'll say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that anymore. That actually doesn't feel like the energy I want to create with. That feels like I'm tapped into lack. That's not abundance. Let me be with myself for a moment. Let me do some breathing. Let me clear this. Let me be present with this. So it's a process. It's a process. I have used this work to change my life, to help me access the things that I've created. Because, you know, for me, my most deeply held beliefs were very much around lack and not enoughness. And even as a woman who was in her early 40s, I would look around at my family and see that my family of origin and just see what they were creating for themselves. And let me tell you, it's not good. It's not good. And I would see that and it would be mirrored back to me, and I would have to dig in and keep doing this work and keep committing to this work and elevating my energy, elevating my identity, elevating my focus. This is work that is not a one and done. These are like ongoing tune-ups. So just like you drink every water every day to hydrate, and just like you're eating foods to nourish your body, you have to continue to nourish and maintain and tend to your energy, to your frequency, to your focus. You have to notice when your focus and energy has been hijacked by distractions, by beliefs that are not serving you, by feelings about yourself that are not creating the life that you dream of. And you have to be diligent and caring and really devoted. So I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to get devoted for the month of April. It's a brand new month. It's spring energy. What a time. Why not now? That for the month of April, you commit to being more worried about your energy than anything else in your life. Your energy is your abundance. So this means you're focusing on what you are focusing on. You're watching what you're focusing on. You are being mindful of the judgments you hold. You're being mindful of the way you speak about yourself, the way you think about yourself, the way you speak and think about others. You are being super aware about the beliefs that you are carrying. You are looking for the feelings and sensations in your body to get hints and clues about how you really feel about yourself and how you really feel about your work and how that's serving you. And hey, you may even feel like, okay, I'm feeling so committed. I'm going to hire a coach. I'm going to get a mentor. I really want to work through some of these deeper parts of me. And if that's something you want to do, reach out. I would love to explore and work in the deeper depths with you. But I created something that is super accessible, and it is profoundly life-changing, and it is quite quick. I know a lot of you love a good, quick result. But the reality is, to get a quick result, there has to be an intensity involved. And the intensity involved is these 5 days of Inner Riches. So Inner Riches is happening April 1st through 5th. And these are the first Monday through Friday of the month of April. For these 5 days, we are going to go into activating meditation. So when I say meditation, rarely are we just being still. I know how to get your entire body to wake up, to get involved, and to help you begin to bring things to the surface that you need to see, or to tap into the energy that you need to connect to believe in yourself, to remember who you are, and to truly connect to the God energy, the God force within you. We are going to do this for 5 days. There's going to be a beautiful combination of meditations, breath work every single day. There's going to be some hypnosis, because I'm going to be working with you in different brainwave states and getting you to accept new ideas about yourself, how brilliant you are, how abundant you are, how capable you are, how one of one you are. We are going to do this for 5 days. I'm going to send you music to play in the background of your home so that you can really just infuse your entire space with this. I'm going to be guiding you. It's going to be about an hour every single day. There's going to be a replay for 48 hours because I don't want you to say, I'll do this later. I want you to get your breakthrough. Get your breakthrough in this first month of April. See who you can become. See what you can find out about yourself. See what you can tap into. See what you can release. Do it now. Don't put it off. But you have 48 hours. So there's going to be some of these that are really going to unlock something for you, really tap into something for you. And for those, I'm going to say this, repeat them. Do it again. We're also going to have a private Telegram group so that we can share and connect and just really be a community for those days. It's actually going to be for 7 days, so until the replays are done. Because I want you to understand the power of us coming together, creating this field. This isn't a field just to say, oh, I want to come and I want to tap into infinite money. No, this is abundance. This is the abundance of your body, the mitochondria of your body being regenerative. This is about you being abundant, being able to breathe freely, having an abundance of energy, not needing all the coffee every day, which, by the way, that's a whole other podcast, but I'll tell you about that. Because I've been so energized lately. I am like overdosing on coffee. When I drink even a third of a cup, I was like, oh my God, there's too much caffeine. So abundance is more than money, but trust me, we're going to play in that frequency of money and prosperity as well. So I want to invite you. Right now it's $77. It's going to be $111 very soon. Whether you invest at a $77 level or $111, I'm going to tell you it's going to be one of the best things you invest in yourself for this year, for your physical health, your body, for your emotional health, for your mental health, for your career, for your money, for all of you. This is epic. It is really epic, and really the price doesn't make sense either way. So I would love to see you and have you be a part of this. If you haven't signed up yet, the link is down below. I want to let you know that whether you join this or not, that you are a miraculous being. That you can look around at anyone you admire, anyone you look up to, anyone that you think that they have something that you don't. It's not true. It's not true. It's just that we have to learn to cultivate our treasures, to let go of everything that's not truly us, and to really awaken, embrace, express, and hold up high the parts of us that are truly brilliant. And the interesting thing is, our brilliance is not that hard to find. We just have to be willing to find it. And in these 5 days of Inner Riches, we are going to deepen into it every single freaking day. So if you cannot tell, I am pumped about this. I'm really pumped about this. I feel like this is just going to set so much into motion for all of us, everyone that's involved. I'm so excited to see so many new faces and names signing up, but I'm also so excited to see the people that have always returned to my work and that tend to get breakthroughs with me. And I just want to say, I'm glad all of you are here. And for those of you that are about to sign up, send me an email, say hello, let me know what you're excited about. I can't wait to really hold this space with all of us. And just remember to tend to your body, tend to your nervous system. And it's not just your nervous system. It's not just your body. The discipline of your mind is also very important. And that's why meditation is so key when you're ready to really shapeshift your identity and level up in a big way. We're going to work with all of that. So I think this is all I want to say for now. I have some exciting episodes coming up, some on health and wellness. I have some updates. And just overall, I want to share a bunch of things with you all that are going to help you live better in every sense of the word. So I'm sending you so much love. Remember who you are. Remember what you're made of. And if you haven't yet looked in the mirror today and just reminded yourself of how beautiful you are, how special you are, and how you are one of one, and we're never going to get another one of you on this planet. So may you really own it, no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what you're moving through, own that one of oneness and bring your magic forward, because we're never going to get it otherwise. So celebrate yourself, love yourself, and I hope to see some of you, if not all of you, in Inner Riches starting April 1st through 5th. Much love. Until next time, many blessings.